Hey, what's up, everyone? You're listening to the Man Reinvented Show. I'm your host, Scott Taylor. I'm a former door-to-door salesman who gave up a six-figure income that I earned in just 4 months out of the year to pursue my passion of making a bigger impact in the world. This is the podcast where I talk with amazing people making big changes to fulfill their deeper purpose. Let's get into today's episode. Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Scott Taylor, the host of the Man Reinvented Show. I was in the shower today, and I was just kind of thinking, you know how you kind of think of overwhelm yourself with all the things you think you need to do and this and that. So anyways, I was thinking in my shower, man, I really need to start doing some of my own individual podcast episodes where I'm just kind of sharing my ideas as I'm learning along this journey, instead of just interviewing everyone, because that's kind of a stress that I've been having. Is been thinking, man, I've got all these awesome people lined up so far. I've interviewed them. I've learned a lot of things, but now I got to line up more people, and so it's just kind of a never ending, you know, churning of needing to line people up. So I think on the slow weeks where I'm having a hard time finding people that want to get interviewed on the show, what I'm going to do is kind of share my takeaways, and just along the path. So anyways, I just jumped in my Zoom really quick and hit record, and here I am. So anyways, my first episode is my origin story. And it's a long story of kind of where I came from, you know, a kid in high school and, you know, where I ended up, you know, ultimately where I am today, and where I'm trying to go. And, you know, I basically said, I'm going to start this podcast, in an attempt to basically learn along the way, kind of learn out in the open in front of an audience, because that kind of helps me be more accountable. And anyways, I'm kind of learning for two instead of just myself. There's a great power that I've learned along the way is when you learn for two, or meaning that you learn knowing that you're going to share it or teach it to others, you kind of take it a little bit more seriously, and it kind of opens up your mind even more. It's like, oh man, I need to teach this. So how am I going to teach this so it makes sense to whoever I'm teaching to? So that's kind of what, you know, why I started this podcast in the first place. Cause I 3 years ago, I started, I sold my pest control business that we'd grown for 4 years, and I wasn't really ready for the sale of it. And I was just in a dilemma where I was like, man, now what do I do? I mean, I had all this money in the bank. I was trying to figure out ways to invest it and get it away from me so I can't spend it, which I've done mostly. But I was thinking, man, how, you know, back in 2016, what do I do now? Like, you know, I didn't feel like I wanted to continue doing the pest control thing for a number of different reasons, and just realized, man, it's time for a change. I've had this experience where I've felt that that amazing growth of starting a business and owning a business and feeling, you know, the stresses and also the joy of it. I've been able to feel that, and it's been it was amazing. But ultimately, I realized that this isn't the path that I want to continue on. And so, how do I take my skills that I've currently have that I've grown and nurtured, and take those skills and transition them into something that's even greater and better? And, you know, ultimately, guys, I've decided that I wanted to start an online business. And more so, I want to learn the skill set of basically marketing online, to start an online business. And the reasons I've chosen that is because, number one, when you have an online business and you're selling information and services online and products and services, ultimately, guys, you can live anywhere you want. And I've known this a long time. And so I've decided that online business is it. And the other thing the reason I've I've chosen it as a vehicle for me to run a business in is that it allows me to sell. Once I learn the skill set and the tactics and all the things that make it so you can take a message, whatever your message is online, then ultimately I can pick whatever message I want that I feel the most passionate about, that I've done a lot of research to figure out if it's actually a marketable thing, and I can take it out there and I can have ultimate scalability, ultimate reach, ultimate influence, the ability to help so many more people with my message that I feel passionate about. And throughout my life, I've always been someone that's like, I do what I'm passionate about. And, you know, when it comes to health, I found, you know, I was having issues with my health. And so I found all these things with health. And, you know, when it comes to like, you know, making money, I've, you know, found these ways to make money outside the box that are awesome, like door-to-door sales. And, you know, ultimately I want to share these messages with others. And so that's why I've chosen online business, everyone, is because ultimately if I can learn this skill, and I don't know how long it's going to take me, maybe a year, two, three, four, 5 years, whatever, I want the skill set, because I know that if I can learn the skill set, then I can take my message to the world, and I can bless so many more lives. I can be more, I can do more, I can give more. I really want to give more, and I can grow more. And ultimately that's what I'm all about in life. I mean, I've had this whispering back in the back of my head. I mean, ever since I was like, I think in high school, you always feel like, man, I really hope I don't just screw my life up. I really hope I don't, you know, just squander away the time that I have in this beautiful life and just waste it and not become something and not, you know, contribute to this world, not make my dent in the universe, so to say, right? I've always had this little whisper and this little thought in the back of my head, man, I hope I can become what I need to become. And so this has kind of pushed me. This feeling and this thought has always, I think it's served me very well at this point. It's pushed me to do things that are necessary to you know, be more, give more, grow more, do more, all these things, right? And I know that there's a lot of people out there that, and I felt this way myself in situations. And I kind of felt this way when I was doing the pest control thing. I was doing it just out of necessity because I got myself in a position where I needed a job. I was running out of money. When I start dipping into my savings account, it's like zero to me. I feel like I'm like going in debt, you know? And when I was in a situation like that, I was running out of my money and I was like, dang, I need to figure something out. And so I found myself back in pest control sales, and I ran with it and made it a great, great opportunity with it. So I know how it feels. You do things out of necessity. When, you know, I just had my baby girl, and she was like 6 months at a time. And I realized, man, I need to go sell pest control. I need to do what it takes so I can provide for my beautiful wife and this beautiful baby that I just had. So I understand, guys, that you feel these things and you go down paths, out of desperation sometimes, and out of like just sheer wanting to just be the man and just, you know, just provide. And so I understand that. And so I went down that path, and 10 years goes by, 10 years. And I grew a lot. I learned a lot, had a lot of ups and a lot of downs. But I found myself in a career, in a situation where I didn't want to be. I didn't want to continue just selling pest control and, you know, living in Idaho and moving to some big city and selling every summer. My family's growing, and I wanted to do something different, you know, and take the skills that I've learned. And so I know that a lot of you are out there that you've kind of done something just out of necessity, like opportunities come up, you run with it, and then you find yourself 15 years down the road, you know, selling trucks or selling cars or, you know, selling whatever you're doing, wherever you are in your career, you feel stuck, you feel limited, and you feel like there's so much more for you to do out there, and you feel unfulfilled in your career. And I completely understand that. And that's really what's ultimately motivated me, to do all this, you know? And so, you know, along this path, you know, guys, I went to Tony Robbins because I love Tony Robbins. I've listened to him a lot. He's a total motivational, inspirational coach type person that just kind of helps you think right. And so I just on this journey after I sold my business, I went to him a couple times and just didn't feel like I could get my finger on what it was. And then I went to, it was Business Mastery, and I was planning on partnering with a friend in a pest control company, and didn't work out, didn't feel right. I ultimately backed out and I found myself in Business Mastery without a business. And I was trying to figure out what to do with my career. And I had this, you know, I felt like, man, I really should do online business, but I didn't know. I had all the, I was like kind of weighing my pros and my cons, like, you know, real estate, investing, this, that. I've had opportunities come up and I could run down those opportunities, but I kind of want to choose the right fit for me. And that's where I found myself at Business Mastery. Like, I need to choose from these options. And ultimately, when I was in Business Mastery, the one thing I realized, I remembered way back in college when I was just graduating, I was going to a business seminar that my business program put on. And there was this lady that was telling us in front of a group of people, it was a little presentation. She was telling us how she was doing online business, selling these Sprout kits and making a really good living, and how she had customers all over the world. And it just blew my mind. And this was, you know, way before, like, I mean, this is maybe like, I don't know, maybe 10 years into the internet, maybe less, I don't know. And I just always thought, man, that's the be all end all. That's what I want to do. So I remembered when I was sitting in Business Mastery with Tony Robbins, trying to figure out, you know, where I should take my career. I just ultimately decided I'm going to do online business. And so that was the big epiphany that I had. And, you know, there's so many reasons why, like I explained earlier. And so anyways, I realized, man, that's a daunting thing to do. Holy cow, there are so many things you got to learn. SEO, YouTube channels, Facebook ads, you know, starting a podcast like this, creating your product and your message and your all that stuff, copywriting. There's so many things that you've got to learn when you figure out online business that it gets super overwhelming. And when you're just realizing, man, I want to start an online business and I have no clue how to do this, wow, it's overwhelming. And so ultimately, I zeroed in on who can teach me how to do this. And I think that's the biggest thing, is who can teach you how to do this. And so I knew about Russell Brunson. And so I picked Russell Brunson to teach me how to do this. So anyways, like, if you guys are just starting out and you're just thinking, man, if I'm inspiring you to like take what that thing in your head, like you want to do something more and you want to start, let me give you some advice. And you don't have to go buy all these expensive things out there to go down any paths. What I want you to do is go check out this book, Expert Secrets. I'll drop a link in the, if you're listening on the podcast, I'll drop a link in the show notes. If you're watching on the YouTube channel, I'll put a link to it there. But go get this book. It's free. You basically just pay for shipping. He tries to upsell you. I mean, I got the audiobook. Every time I get a book, I get the audiobook because I listen to so many audiobooks. But this is where to start, guys. Like, you can become an expert in, I mean, there's so many, you know, so many things that you guys know that you're passionate about. And you know a ton of stuff about it, right? This book teaches you how to take whatever you're passionate about, whatever you know a ton about, whatever that unique thing that you know, how to take it and package it and put it out to the world and make a multi-million dollar business out of it. And that's ultimately what Russell Brunson teaches you how to do in this book. And I would say this is the place to start. There's a few other places to go after you read this book and listen to it and digest it. But, you know, this book is free. And so for those of you that are like, you know, driving back and forth from work and you're listening to all kinds of stuff, get that book. Get the audio version of it and just go through it little by little, and start learning, start growing. and moving towards that path. So, I mean, ultimately I'm hoping you guys are all realizing that, you know, I'm choosing to take my skills and go online with them. And that's kind of what this podcast is all about. Like, I want to help people that are in a situation and they want to do more, you know, realize they too can come and learn these online marketing skills and take whatever their knowledge is, their power, their skill, and go online with it. And so I'm going to start sharing the little tidbits of, like, you know, steps to take so that you can actually start that, you know? And that's, you know, I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm documenting my journey. I mean, I don't know ultimately where I'm going to be going with this whole thing. But I really just, I'm learning out in front of everyone, and it's just helping me be accountable and take this journey with you guys. So anyways, I hope you guys go check out that book. If you haven't, go bought it. I'm serious. It's cheap, like free plus shipping. You just pay, like, I think it's like $7.99 for the book. He sends you a physical copy of it. And then if you, there's like an upsell, I think it's like 30 something bucks. You can get the audio book. Totally worth it. Get the audio book, because if you're commuting and you ride your bike or you run or you go mow the lawn, you can plug in and you can listen to, you know, one of the most amazing marketers in the world teach you about how to take your whatever you know and start from scratch and package it all up and create an amazing business out of it. Okay, so that's what I wanted to bring to you guys. Go check it out. I hope you guys enjoyed my episodes. Last week I interviewed some experts in my field that I just love, and I was so honored and humbled to be able to interview them finally. I'll be dropping them in the podcast. I'm not sure which order I'm going to be putting out the podcast episodes. But, you know, hopefully you guys are excited to listen to those. There's some pretty big dogs in the industry. So go check them out. And, you know, as always, guys, if you want to be more, do more, give more, you've got to grow more. And so this is my call out to you guys. Go out and grow more. Go do what it takes. If you feel that same whisper like I felt so many times in my life, that you can do so much better than what you're doing right now, listen to that and follow those promptings that you receive. And learn this online marketing game. It's amazing. You can bless the world with it in such a big way. Whatever you're selling, whatever you're contributing to the world, you can give it. So anyways, guys, you guys have an amazing day. And until next time, have a great day.